Welcome to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. My name is John Lovering, and I am pleased to be your host for this podcast. If you like adventure stories, perhaps if you are into the Marvel craze of today, well, on this track we come close. But it's not a Marvel character we feature, but a DC comic character that was actually licensed by Fawcett Publications, Captain Midnight. This was a franchise built around the 1938-49 radio show of the same name. The franchise included a movie serial, a television show, and a comic strip. Now, the title character, originally called Captain Jim Red Albright, was a World War I U.S. Army pilot. His Captain Midnight codename was given by a general who sent him on a high-risk mission from which he returned at the stroke of midnight. When the show began in 1938, Albright was a private aviator who helped people. But his situation changed in 1940. When the show was taken over by Ovaltine, the origin story explained how Albright was recruited to head the Secret Squadron, an aviation-oriented paramilitary organization fighting sabotage and espionage during the period prior to the United States' entry into World War II. The Secret Squadron acted both within and outside the United States. Well, on this track, I have the pre-1940 story of Captain Midnight, and the sponsor is Skelly Oil Company, not Ovaltine. I've edited two back-to-back episodes, episode 11, Pablo's Surprise, and episode 12, The Parada Treasure, two shows that were originally broadcast on November 9th and 10th, 1939. Dave O'Brien plays Captain Midnight. If you want to hear the first 10 episodes of Captain Midnight, check out the Captain Midnight playlist. They are there, and more will be added to the playlist in the future. So, without further ado, here is Captain Midnight on Heirloom Radio.
The Skelly Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Choppers and Dealers. But first, attention, members of the new 1940 Flight Patrol. At the end of tonight's program, you're going to hear one of the most surprising announcements you've ever heard. I can't tell you what it is right now, except that it's about a mysterious and exciting new free gift for members only. So remember, wait for the final announcement on tonight's program. Don't miss a single word of it. That's all. And now to Captain Midnight. Last time, you remember, the famous pilot and Chuck Ramsey made a daring flight in the black two-seater to Ivan Shark's headquarters and replenished their gasoline supply. Then they made a daring escape and returned to the shore of the dried lake bed. While Captain Midnight is absent on a tour of inspection, Senor Pareda's nephew, Pablo, nicknamed Pebbles, takes Patsy Donovan and Chuck Ramsey up on the mountainside to show them something very mysterious. Here they are, standing under a thick branched tree, and a strange sound comes to their ears.
Blazing beacons. It sounds... Well, I never heard anything like it.
What makes that sound in the pan up there?
There's something alive in that pan, isn't there, Pebbles?
Well, sure, mi amigos. Many things.
What in the world?
I'll bet I know what he's got there, Patsy.
Okay, what?
I'll bet he's got a bunch of baby woodpeckers in there.
Oh, no, mi amigo. They are not woodpeckers. The woodpeckers would make the louder noise than that.
Come on, Pebbles. Bring the tin pan down and let's look.
You give up then, Patsy?
Yeah, I give up. I'm too curious to stand here guessing all day.
And you too, Chuck?
Yeah. Reach up and get him down, Pebbles.
Okay, then, because I do not think you can guess in a long time.
Can I take the cover off?
Oh, sure, Patsy. But look out, they do not bite you.
Oh!
I'm not afraid. There.
Loop and loops. Look at that.
Well, I'll be a cross-eyed Gila monster.
Well, look at those things move around. Why, they look like beans.
That's just what they are. They're beans.
See, mi amigos. They are what you call the Mexican jumping bean.
Why, sure. Mexican jumping beans. I've heard of them, but I've never seen them.
Gee, no. Why, they're one of the greatest curiosities in the world.
See, you like them?
Gosh, I think they're perfectly marvelous.
Gee, Pebbles, what in the world makes a move like that?
Ah, mi amigos, that I must not tell you. It is so strange, you would not believe me. But I will put them over here and tell you about them.
So strange? What in the world do you mean, Pebbles?
Jiminy Crickets, Patsy. What do you suppose it is?
I just can't imagine, Chuck. There must be some secret about it.
See, I will tell you this, mi amigos. This old Indian who give me the beans, he go through the great danger to get them.
Gosh, Chuck, do you hear that?
Great danger.
See, when the man get the bean, perhaps the bad snake, he bite him.
Lupin Luke's poisonous snake?
See, sometime I will get this old Indian to tell you about it.
Well, are the beans good to eat?
Oh, no, no. It is not good to eat. The Mexicanos, they have the fun with them. Hear me, amigos. You take them. They are the present from your friend Pablo.
Really, Pebbles? You mean they're for us? For our very own?
See me, amigos. You will keep them. And when you look at them, you will think about Pablo and Mexico.
Gosh, Pebbles. We don't know how to thank you.
Right. And gee, won't we have fun showing them off to everybody when we get back home?
You bet your shoes. And you play games with the jumping bean, too.
Oh, gee, can you play games with them?
What kind of games?
Oh, the Mexicanos, they play like this. Each one of us has a bean. Then we put them all inside a ring, and the one whose bean jump out of the ring first, he win the game. Look, I show you how.
Gee, that's swell. Let's bring them along, and we'll have a game tonight.
See, I will bring them along now. Come on.
Gee, just listen to them in that tin pan.
I see. Those jumping beans, they almost seem to sing a song. The song of old Mexico.
For the moment, we leave these three while Pebbles tells Chuck and Patsy many other wonderful things about Mexico. Across the ridge, down the valley in Señor Pereira's hacienda, we look in upon a different scene. Ivan Sharp is in the luxurious library talking to his lieutenant, Gardo. Listen as Sharp says...
Yes, Gardo. I am well pleased with the work of our planes over Captain Midnight's stronghold. Tomorrow... we will attack again. Then I will tell Tex Rossman to have his men close in on the ground.
Well, they won't find nothing alive there.
You must bring me proof of Captain Midnight's death, Gardo. I charge you with this duty.
Okay, dead or alive, I'll bring him in to you, Chief.
Very good. And now to other matters.
Oh, don't forget, Chief, you were going to have this Dolores Pereira in. She was supposed to give you part of that treasure.
Yes, I was thinking of that, Gardo. But since we have returned, I have not been able to find Fang.
Oh, well, you told him to watch this, Dolores, didn't you?
Yes. Perhaps that is what he is doing. I'll try him again.
You call me, Master?
Yes, Fang. Where have you been?
I obey orders, Master.
You've been watching Dolores Pereira?
Yes, Master. I watched Señorita Pereira, but I...
Fang, what is the matter with you? Come here to me.
I watch Señorita Dolores, but...
But what?
I not watch her all time.
What is this, Fang? What do you mean by disobeying my orders? I commanded you to watch the Pereira girl all the time. You should not have taken your eyes off her for a single second.
I tried to watch, Master, but we have visitor. I saw you chase him in sky, so I'm sure you know...
Gardo and his men pursued a plane, yes, yes.
You not know who fly this plane?
No. Who was it?
Plane flown by Captain Midnight.
Captain Midnight.
Captain Midnight.
Yes, Master. Captain Midnight all same come see, Ivan Sharp.
What? You mean to tell me that Captain Midnight had the impudence to land on our own field?
Yes, Master. He helped himself to gasoline and oil in one of our black planes. That is how he fooled me at first.
I'll break every bone in his body for this insult.
Well, where'd he get the black plane, Chief?
I remember now. Captain Midnight took one of our planes from the secret field. But Von Griff told me it was wrecked.
Yeah, well, it looks like Captain Midnight put one over on us.
A little good that'll do him. When he returns, he will find all of his friends dead.
Well, maybe he's beat it, Chief, just like Von Griff.
No, he hasn't got it. Captain Midnight is not like that. Now that he has found my trail again, he will stay on it like a leech. But I'll shake him off.
Well, Chief, this is a good place to polish him off.
Fang.
Yes, Master?
You will get Dolores Pereira at once. But wait. Did you find out where the Pereira treasure is hidden?
No, Master. I tried to stop Captain Midnight from leaving, so I do not watch Señorita Dolores all time. But she do not leave garden.
Yeah. Very well, Fang. Go and get her.
Yes, Master.
That treasure must be hidden in the garden somewhere, Chief.
Very likely, Gardo. But the garden is a huge place. It would take us many months to search it thoroughly, and I do not have time.
No. Hey, there comes Fang with the girl now.
Yes.
Here is Señorita Dolores Pereira, Master.
Tell her to come in.
You may enter, Señorita.
And now, Señor Sharp,
You have made the preparations to fulfill the agreement?
Step forward, Senorita. That will do, Fang. You will stand on guard outside the door.
Yes, Master.
You are prepared to bring in my father, Senor?
Ivan Shark is always prepared to do anything, Senorita. But first, you made an agreement with me. You remember that, do you not?
A Pereira, Senor, never forgets.
That is good. You have then brought something to show me. Stand here by the desk and give it to me.
Si, Senor. But first, there is something you must do.
There is never, Senorita, anything that Ivan Shark must do. Then proceed.
What business we have together, Senor, is my concern and yours. You, Senor, are the gentleman. But I do not wish to talk to you in the presence of this scum here.
What she calls
me? Never mind, Gardo. Senorita Paredes is right. You are scum. But nevertheless, you shall stay. Proceed, Senorita.
Very well, Senor. But I would prefer to talk to you alone. Here, then, is what I have brought you.
Look at this, Gardo. Boy, look at that rock. Why, it's the biggest I ever saw.
That, Senor, was worn by my grandmother Pereira at the court of Spain.
Excellent, my dear Senorita. Excellent. You have more like this?
That, Senor, is one of the smallest diamonds in the Pereira collection.
Oh, where's the rest?
Shut up, Gardo.
And now, Senor, I have kept my promise. You will bring in my father?
My dear Senorita, since it was so easy for you to bring this, you must bring more like it. And then you will see your father.
So, you lied to me, Senor. You deceived me before, and now you deceive me again. What good are the promises of Ivan Shark? I said you are a gentleman, Senor, but you are not. You're scum, just like this one. You are the snake, the filthiest, slimiest snake that is to be found in the mud. But there is an answer to that, and I will give it to you only as a parade can. I know the truth now. You have killed my father. That is why you cannot bring him here. But you will answer for that, Senor. You will answer for it now. Yes, you will answer for it now.
Gardo! And so, thinking nothing of her own life, but only of the terrible injury done to her father, Dolores tries to avenge the wrong. Does the cutthroat Gardo protect his chief in time? And meanwhile, what are Chuck and Captain Midnight doing? Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. And now, fellas and girls, before I tell you the big news, let me ask you just one question. What have you got that you'd swap with me right now for some genuine Mexican jumping beans? Some real, no-fooling Mexican jumping beans, just exactly like those Pablo Pereira just presented to Chuck and Patsy. Well, don't worry. I know you'd swap a lot of things. But listen, you won't have to give up anything to get those jumping beans. Because that's just exactly what your Skelly man has for you down at your Skelly service station right this minute. A bag of genuine imported Mexican jumping beans just for you. And they aren't going to cost you a single penny. That's the big news. But wait, that isn't all. You not only get the jumping beans themselves, one of the world's most amazing natural curiosities, but you also get a new jumping bean game besides. It's a game called Ringo Jumpo. You can't buy it anyplace, but Flight Patrol members can get one free. Now, here's how it goes. Every person playing puts his own Mexican jumping bean down on the Ringo Jumpo game board, placed where it's warm to make the beans active. And the game is on. The beans start to wiggle and stagger and roll, and you begin to shout and cheer. And the one whose jumping bean reaches the outer circle first wins. Why, man alive, can't you just imagine all the fun you'll have with these amazing, amusing, and mysterious jumping beans and that hilarious Ringo Jumpo jumping bean game? And say, how the folks will gather around and ask you questions. What makes them move? Are they alive? Are they plants or animals? And you can just keep them all guessing. Of course, you'll know the answers because it tells right on the outside of the bag just what makes them jump and all about them. But now listen, here's what to do to get your own free bag of Mexican jumping beans and your very own Ringo Jumpo game, too, absolutely free. Just have mother or dad stop at your Skelly service station the next time you drive by and show your Skelly man your Flight Patrol membership card. That's all you do.
and he'll give you your jumping beans and your Ringo Jumbo game just like that. However, be sure you get over to your Skelly service station with Mother or Dad as soon as possible, because when our present supply of Mexican jumping beans is gone, there just won't be any more. So get yours tonight or tomorrow for sure. Now don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. And don't forget that wonderful surprise that's awaiting you at your Skelly service station. And it's all absolutely free to members of Captain Midnight's 1940 Flight Patrol. If you're not a member, join up tonight. Until tomorrow, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye and happy landing!
Constipation can be a problem for anyone, even doctors. When constipation occurs, it's interesting to see just what doctors consider important about a laxative they might use or recommend. Well, a majority of the doctors we heard from had this to say.
A laxative should be effective, gentle, close to natural acting. A medicine that can be used with complete confidence.
Now, X-Lax has been popular with many doctors and millions of people over the years because chocolated X-Lax is effective. Overnight, it helps you toward your normal regularity. X-Lax is so gentle, so close to natural acting, there's no upset. That's why many doctors and millions of people use X-Lax with complete confidence. X-Lax, the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity, gently. Overnight.
The Skelly Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Hey, fellas and girls, did you hear the big news last night about the Mexican jumping beans? Well, it's true, every word of it. Every member of Captain Midnight's new 1940 Flight Patrol can get a bag of genuine imported Mexican jumping beans and a thrilling jumping bean game besides, absolutely free. The very same kind of jumping beans that young Pablo gave to Chuck and Patsy. These amazing curiosities of nature were gathered by daring Mexican Indians from reptile-infested underbrush deep in the jungles and brought out to civilization so that every Flight Patrol member could have the thrill of actually owning some genuine Mexican jumping bean. And wait till you see them perform. Listen, I have some here in a pan. Hear them? Say, you'll laugh your head off watching them. As soon as they get warm and comfortable, they start to move and wiggle and make more funny motions than a circus clown. And that's what makes the Ringo Jumbo game so exciting. You never know whose bean will reach the outside ring first to win the game. And everybody will ask, what makes them move like that? And you'll know, because it tells you right on the bag they come in. But now listen, here's all you do to get your jumping beans and your Ringo Jumbo game absolutely free. Just stop by your Skelly service station with Mother or Dad. Show your Skelly man your Flight Patrol membership card. He'll give you your jumping beans and your Ringo Jumbo game right on the spot. They're free to Flight Patrol members. Just be sure to call for them at your Skelly service station before they're all gone, because the supply is limited. Say, why not go over tonight? Remember, they're absolutely free. You don't need any seals or box tops or even a penny for a stamp. You just show your Skelly man that you're a member of the 1940 Flight Patrol, and he'll give you your free bag of Mexican jumping beans and your free Ringo Jumbo game without a moment's delay. But don't put it off. See your Skelly man the very next time you're out in the family car. And now to Captain Midnight. The famous pilot and his friends are making the best of their situation in the crater of the extinct volcano. Meanwhile, Ivan Shark at the Pareda Hacienda forces Dolores Pareda to surrender a huge diamond, a family heirloom. Then, when she asked Shark to fulfill his agreement and bring in her father, the criminal laughed at her and demanded more of the Pareda treasure. With a scream of rage, Dolores sprang at him, a dagger gleaming in her hand. Gardo leaped to save his chief. Thus we left Dolores yesterday. And today, the same scene continues. Listen as Gardo shouts.
Let me go!
You fiend, you spitfire. So you tried to kill the great Ivan Shark, eh?
I can't kill you. I will kill myself.
I'll break into you, beautiful little cat.
Look out, Gardo, the knife!
You dog!
She tried to get me.
Yes, and the next time I will not fail.
Grab her, Gardo. She's getting away.
I'll get her, chief.
Never mind, Gardo. The door is locked. She can't get out of the room.
Let me at her, chief. I'll finish her off.
You will never touch me again, you snake.
You will save yourself a lot of trouble, senorita, by being more reasonable. I warn you.
Look, chief, she got a vase in her head. She's going to break the window.
Grab her, Gardo. Grab her, quick.
I'll get her. Don't you worry.
You'll never get me now.
Quick, Gardo. Catch her.
There I got her. Try to get away, will you?
Pull her back from the window.
Take your hands away from me.
Look out, Gardo, the knife.
Oh!
I told you not to touch me.
She slashed my arm. She's getting away again. Oh, no, you won't.
If you touch me, I will kill you.
Leave her alone, Gardo. She's in the corner. She cannot get away.
I'll say she can't, and she won't either. Listen, chief, what's the use of fooling around with her? Let me...
Go ahead. Go ahead and shoot, you cowardly dog.
Gardo, put away your gun. Stop it, I say.
Oh, let's get it over with right away, chief.
Then tell me, Gardo, how will we find the Pareda treasure?
Why, that's good. Huh?
You what's stupid that? Ox. If you kill her, how are we to find the treasure?
Yes, the Pareda treasure. That is all you think about. Otherwise, you would commit murder.
Oh, let me at her, chief. I'll make her tell.
You will not. I shall tell only what I wish to.
Very good, then, senorita. If you will tell us where the treasure is, you shall have your freedom.
Lies, lies. You have told me nothing but lies. You have not kept one promise. You are one big, filthy pig.
Chief, are you going to stand for that?
Shut up, Gardo. I will handle this in my own way.
Very good, senor. I will give you one more chance. You wish the treasure?
Yes, senorita. You give us the Pareda treasure, and I will let you go.
The first time you promised to bring my father to me, and you promised to let us both go. But you did not keep that promise. Now I will trust you once more.
You have my word of honor. Produce the treasure, and you shall be free.
Very well, senor. I will get the treasure for you in just a moment.
Hey, chief, where's she going?
Stop, senorita. Where are you going?
I do not go out of this room, senor.
Hey, listen to that, chief. The treasure must be in this room.
You say you do not have to leave the room, senorita?
No, senor. Ahead of me, in the far corner, is a screen. I will go behind it, and you will give me 1 minute. Then I will give you the treasure.
Well, what do you know about that? It's right here in the same room with us, and we didn't know it.
Very well, then, senorita. I will give you the minute you ask for. Then you will produce the treasure. If you do not, your life will be forfeit immediately.
Si, senor. It is the bargain.
Wait a minute, chief. Maybe there's some trick to this.
Don't worry, Gardo. She is in the same room with us.
Yeah, but don't trust her, chief. Look what she did to me.
That is because you're such a clumsy fool, Gardo. But never fear. I know what she will do. She will give us part of the treasure and hold out the rest. But now that we know where it is, we will not fail to find it. And all of it.
Yeah. Just think of it, chief. It must have been right under our nose all the time.
It's almost a maxim, Gardo, that the plainer in view something is, the harder it is to see.
Hey, ain't the minute up yet, chief?
In a few more seconds, Gardo.
Well, I wouldn't wait no longer if I was you, chief.
Very well. Senorita, your minute is up. Come out, I tell you, senorita. The minute has passed.
Hey, I bet she ain't there, chief. I bet she tricked us.
Come quickly, Gardo. We'll see.
Here's the screen, chief. I'll pull it back.
Gardo! She has disappeared. Bang! Fury! Quickly, come here!
And now, we return to Captain Midnight and his friends. In the sheltered cave on the hillside overlooking the dried lake bed, which has protected Ma and Patsy Donovan, Captain Midnight and Chuck Ramsey are talking.
Listen as Captain Midnight says.
No, Chuck, I think the black plane is safe where it is.
I know, Red, where it stands under the trees, it's hard to see from the air. But a bomb anywhere near it would wreck it.
Yes, I know that, Chuck. But that's the only place available.
Couldn't we fly across the ridge and hide it somewhere?
Possibly. But you know how mountainous this country is. I doubt if we'd find a usable field within 5 miles.
No, I guess not. Well, we'll have to take a chance.
There's one thing that's troubled me a good deal, Chuck.
Gosh, Red, what's that?
When we leave here, we'll probably have to leave in a hurry.
You mean if Shark's men on the ground should break through?
Yes, that's the danger. This one plane won't take all of us. So we'll have to find some other way of escape if we can.
Well, I'll get Pebbles and we'll... Oh, look.
Huh?
Here comes Patsy and Pebbles now.
Oh.
Hi, Red.
Hello, Patsy.
Hi, Chuck.
Hi.
What are you two looking so serious about?
Si, senors. You look like you have lost the best friend. Cheer up. Patsy and I bring the good news.
Yes, well, Pebbles, what is it?
Oh, I will let Patsy tell you.
All right, Patsy, what is it?
You won't be able to wait when I tell you. We're going to have the swellest feed tonight.
Oh, boy. I'm interested right now.
Well, I thought you'd be. Well, here's the dope. Senor Paredes' cook fixed up such a swell dinner of Mexican food that Ma's going to return the favor and put on a dinner of American food.
See, si, the Senora Donovan, she puts on the banquet here in the cave tonight.
Well, it certainly sounds good, but where's Mrs. Donovan going to get that food?
Oh, don't worry about that. Senor Paredes' men have been up in the mountains, and you ought to see the stuff they brought back. We're going to have roast wild turkey and dressing.
Turkey and dressing?
Plays and beacons.
Si, how do you like that? It sounds like the Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, say, look, here comes Pinky.
Hi there, folks. How's everything down this side of the battlefield?
Just fine, Pinky.
I've got swell news for you, Pinky. We're going to have roast turkey for dinner tonight.
By the great grizzly. Wait till I tell Slim.
Oh, Pinky, I forgot. I want you to meet Pablo. Pebbles, this is Pinky Drake.
The name is Don Pablo Ronaldo Garza Carrasco Ponte Peroni Pebbles.
Garza, hold him on. What's he saying?
Look, Pebbles, Pinky is a real good friend of ours.
Oh. Oh, he's the real good friend, huh? Oh, then the name is Pebbles.
Now you're talking. That's something I can get my mouth around. Oh, Captain Midnight.
Yes?
I've got a message for you.
Sure, Pinky. What is it?
Senor Parado wants to talk to you.
Okay, Pinky, come along. I'll see the rest of you all later.
Well, don't miss dinner tonight, Pinky.
Not by a jugful, I won't.
Ah, mi amigos. This Pinky, he's the okay fellow, huh? I like him and this one you call Slim very much.
Well, they're both 100%. Oh, but listen, you two. I just had a talk with Captain Midnight, and we three have got a job on our hands.
Oh, so that's why you two were so serious.
Yeah. Oh, and it's something you might be able to help us with, Pebbles.
Oh, you bet your neck Pablo will help. What is it, Chuck?
Well, we've got to find some way out of this old crater in case of emergency.
But, Chuck, there are the only two ways. The mountain trail and the barranca.
Well, listen, you two. I've got something to tell you.
Sure, Patsy. What is it?
You know this cave we're in?
Sure. And it's a lucky break for us that we found it.
Well, you know it goes way back into the hillside. Well, Ma and I have been staying up on the ledge above, where it's high and dry. But I was doing a little exploring this morning.
You mean to tell us you went back in that black cave all alone?
Well, just a little ways. But I found out something that's mighty interesting. In fact, it might prove to be the way of escape you're talking about.
Gee, well, what'd you find out?
Come back here with me and I'll show you.
Well, I will go, but I will tell you this place has the very bad name.
Well, come on anyway, and you can tell us about it while we go.
Well, the people who live in these mountains tell the strange stories about this cave. There are many people who have gone in here, but they have never come back.
Gosh, Chuck, listen to that.
Oh, those are probably just some native superstitions.
Listen.
Well, I can hear wind and I can feel it blowing on my face.
Right where we are now, this small cave comes out into a bigger one. Come on, let's look it over.
Oh, please, mi amigos, do not go too far.
Gosh, the wind blows harder here. Hey, listen, what's that sound?
Well, things are happening fast. Say, how did Dolores Pareda manage to escape from Ivan Shark and Gardo so suddenly? And now, what are Chuck Ramsey, Patsy Donovan, and Pablo going to run into when they explore the black interior of the cave? Something we feel sure they will do. Mysterious and strange events are ahead. Don't miss them. Tune in Monday to Captain Midnight. Well, sir, tomorrow is Armistice Day. And we hope you have a pleasant weekend. Now, if you're out in the family car, remember to stop in at your friendly Skelly service station. First, for some tailor-made Aeromax gasoline and Skelly Tagoline winter oil. And second, to get your free Mexican jumping beans and your Ringo Jumbo game. Yes, they're free to every member of Captain Midnight's 1940 Flight Patrol.
Now, if you're not a member yet, you can still get your jumping beans and the game if you see your Skelly Man right away and join up. But don't delay, because we can only give them out while they last. So get your free bag of Mexican jumping beans and your free Ringo Jumbo game at your Skelly service station tonight or tomorrow for sure. Now, don't forget to tune in again Monday, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Has Dolores Pareda escaped from the clutches of Ivan Shark? And what mysteries does this cave hold for Chuck and Patsy? Be sure to listen Monday. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and a happy landing!
Well, that does it for the two episodes of Captain Midnight. If you enjoy this series, please take a moment to like it or leave a comment. It always helps me to determine future tracks for Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. This is your host for Heirloom Radio, John Lovering, wishing you all the best. And again, thank you for listening.